Okay, this is Hilchos Mamrim, Parak Zion, bringing this section to an end. And the last parak is about Ben Sora Mor, the rebellious son. Lachala, Ben Sora Mor, Amr B'Torah. So this Ben Sora Mor is described in the Torah, right? Sparcha bos skila, right? It is, the punishment is skila. Lo anachakasa el nikin hizer, right? And the Torah does not give this punishment without some type of warning. Ve'ethan hizer, where's the warning for Ben Sora Mor? Losochu adam. Lo sochu, lo socha, you shouldn't eat something that brings you to murder. So to speak, that is the eating of the Ben Sarimara. He's only killed for this hateful type of meal that he had. It's someone who eats meat in like a ravenous way. Also, when someone drinks wine in a very ravenous manner. So there are many specific details that are involved with the food and that makes him high of the punishment, and these all come from the oral law. So he's only liable for getting skila when he steals from his father and then buys meat and buys wine for a cheaper price. The yochal. So also he must what do you call it eat this stuff outside his father's domain together with a group that are really basically bad people. He has to eat meat raw, and not what do you call it cooked but not entirely cooked. Like basically the way robbers eat, meaning it's a not completely cooked thing. When it comes to the wine, he has to drink the wine in a diluted way as alcoholics drink it. So also, he has to drink the amount of, excuse me, he has to eat the amount of meat that weighs out to 50 dinarim at once, as well as he also has to drink half a lobe amount of wine in one sitting. Let's say he, for instance, stole meat from his father and ate in his father's domain. Or let's say he stole from others, but he ate it with this group of people in this manner, in this hateful manner, whether it's in his father's domain or not. He's exempt from the punishment. So too, if he stole it from his father, let's say after stealing it, he went ahead and ate in this angry manner, this hateful way, what do you call it, and with the rishus of others, mitzvah. And let's say that eating happened to be an obligatory eating. I feel with Ibrahim, he was Rabbanan. Potter, he's exempt. He doesn't listen to our voice. She'ino over ba'achilazu, right? Ela al kolam yatsa, zech avarbal debritar. He only violates doing this eating when it is based on the word getting out. That he violated the Torah, or he ate in the thing that's a mitzvah. What does it mean? Let's say he had this hateful meal, raw, with this evil group, mitzvah, with that which is a davar mitzvah. Let's say, for instance, he ate ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, even if he ate at what do you call it, while doing comfort at the event of Nichon Avelim, comforting for the mourners, she mitzvah the Ephraim, which is a rabbinical positive commandment, a raise of potter in all those cases. He's exempt from the punishment. So too, if he ate from aser meat, shkatz or muslim or insects, things like that. Afilo achal betainis, even at seabor, if he ate it during a fast, chi avram ibrahim, where he's violating the rabbanan, then hareza pata minamisa, he is exempt from getting capital punishment. Alach gimel. Achal kol ma'achal, b'lo achal basar behima. Let's say he ate every food, but not meat. Af bish achal achil azumi basar of. Even if he had chicken, potter, then from the punishment. Let's say he ate it from a domesticated animal, but let's say the last 50 amount, 50 dinarim amount of meat he supplements with basar ov from chicken, then he's fine. So that's what called machke, v'lo shos yain. If you drink, and we drink other things, drinks, but not wine, he is potter, exempt from the punishment. Let's say he ate raw meat, and he drank raw, undiluted wine. He's part of his exempt. Zek kari, who? Because that's considered to be something that's occasional. It's not something a person will necessarily be drawn to do. So to be salted meat on the third day of its salting, or he drank wine, what do you call it? Excuse me, drink a non-alcoholic wine, i.e. grape juice. Potter's exemption. Another yachal machak was that, because the person's not attracted, so to speak, to doing such a thing. So when it comes to the individual, the Torah doesn't punish a minor, right? That or what he calls not come to the age where he is in some sense responsible to do mitzvah. So also to a person who's an adult, and he is independent. In this he doesn't get skilam, even though he stole and ate and drank in this hateful way. Right? So we learn this after Dorash Rapesh, this only applies to a male who is 13 years in one day, Shehevi Shes Aros, and he brought two pubic hairs, Achi Yakov called a kid, until, what do you call the entire penis is covered with pubic hair, but Achi Yakov Aseyar called a kid, what do you call it, and after, but at the point where it's completely surrounding the genitals, or Ibrish Rosatsmo, then he's considered on his own, Ben and Iskal, and therefore you won't get Skila. Lachaval called Yomoshim in Soramara, all the days of Mitzvah Mara, Inan Elah Shlosha Parashim, Ma'achash Yavi Shtei Zaros. It's considered 3 months from the point that he brings to pubic hairs. The Fisha Efshash Aver Ishto, this is possible that his wife will conceive via Ubra Nikra Shlosha Parashim, and the fetus will be recognized within 3 months. Benemar Ki Yela Ish Ben Soramara, right? It says that it'll be for a person of Ben Soramara, below of Soramara, not a father who's a Soramara. Baha'u'llamata, Jamiki Vesera is called a git, Kodim Shiachim Shlosha Parashim, raise a part. That's what we learn now. That if once pubic hair surrounds the entire genitals before the 3 months are completed, he is exempt from the onesh. Okay, lachazayin. Now, how is the ben sonamara adjudicated? Kedzan ben sonamara, mevino saw avim imotz kula beis nishol shlosha. So originally, his parents bring him to a court of three. Omer lahen, they say to him, "Neinu zeh sonamara. Our son is a ben sonamara." Mevino shnei edim, they bring two witnesses, shaganav mishol aviv, that he stole from his father, v'kana basar v'yayin v'mashaganav, that he used the money to buy meat and wine. The achal osa achila mora achar sarat. He ate this thing, this food, after being born. Zuhi edus rishona. This is the first testimony. Umakun is so we give makos kashon chay makos like any other type of lashes. The number of yisru so lo yishma aleim, because they basically chastise him and doesn't listen. Bazav gan mishal aviv v'achal achila zuh. Let's say he goes back and steals from his father and eats it with the money. V'aviv imo mivino so lebeitzin shadocha v'esrim. Now the parents bring him to a court of 23. They bring two witnesses, and they testify that he stole and ate this food even after he was born. This is the last set of witnesses. And the first set could be the second set as well. After they accept the testimony, they check him to make sure he hasn't had a complete maturation around the genitals. If it didn't, and 3 months have gone by, Gomer Dino Kedar called Rukh Bezdin. Then they complete the process like any other person climbing the capital punishment, but soak them so they give them skila. Ben Niskal doesn't get skila, Achi Yusham Shlosha Rishonim, until, what do you call it, until the three judges originally are present. Shner Beninu Zeh, right? What does it mean? Zeh, Zeh, Ushalaka Befnechem, the ones that gave Malkus in front of them. Lachas Vim Machlo Av Vimo, Kodesh Yigmar Dino. But let's say his parents forgive him prior to the verdict being given over. Putter, he's putter from the punishment. Lachatas. Barach Achal Nigmartino, let's say he ran away until before he was sentenced to death, and afterwards, Vachar Heki Vaseir Milmata, and only afterwards did the pubic hair complete the process. He is exempt from the punishment. Vimish Nigmartino, Barach, but if from the time that the verdict was given, he ran away, Afila Hiskin, even if he gets older, Kolesh Yimatse, anytime he's found after that point, because he was after the verdict was given, Yiskal Getskila, Shakom Vish Nigmartino, anytime the verdict is brought down, Ukaharok, he's considered as if he's dead. And therefore, there is no, so to speak, blood. Let's say in such a case, the parents are in conflict. The father wants him to, what he called, be convicted of being Ben Sigmar, and the mother doesn't. Or vice versa. He's not made to a Ben Sigmar. Both together have to agree to it. Now, let's say one of the parents had an arm cut off, or limped, or was basically not super intelligent, or blind or deaf. The son is not made to be tsarmara. Chenemar b'tasubo below gedamim. It has to be what he called the ben tsarmara has to come from them and not from any type of limitation, a limited person. Gotio son below gedamim. right? Viltio so. Then it also says that he's taken out, and not someone who is lame. It has to be what it called they say, and that excludes people who aren't or not mentally competent. Our son, not someone who's blind. Inishim Abakleno, not listening to our voice. This excludes those who are Feresh, which is a deaf mute. All right, lucky dog. Zero to Kosafu. So it is, we learn that from the Torah, Yisko Ben Sarmara, that the Ben Sarmara gets Gila, Aval Habas, in an Idonis. But when it comes to a daughter, she does not get this, but Dinzeh. Jane Darkly much about Achilah, because she's not drawn to eating and drinking like a man is. Then our Ben Velobas, son and not daughter, Vlontutum also includes someone whose genitals aren't identified or someone who has both. Lucky base, Tumtum Shenikra. Let's say an operation, a surgery was performed on Tumtum, and now Benimsa Zachar, we can find out that he's male. It can't be Ben Sungamara. Ish Ben Sungamara Achia Ben Mishas Hasra. He has to be a son at the time he gets the warning. Lucky Gimel Ben Sungamara Tzarech. Announcements made by the Ben Sungamara. Kitzam Achrizin Alav. Well, how do we announce it? Kosum the Chol Yisrael Bezin Ploni Skalunu Ploni Vneishar Ben Sungamara. Basically, something a statement's written out and sent to the entire nation that in this court we stone this person because he's Ben Sungamara. Finally, Alachidala bringing this whole section to a close. Ben Sungamara. Arehu could call Rugi Bezdin. Ben Sarmar is like all other people executed by the court. Shamunim Lior Sham, that their estate is inherited by an offspring or family. Shalpish Aviv Garmel, even though the father brought about this stoning. Arehu from the Chasa. Nonetheless, the father still would inherit all his possessions. Ben Zuchos Mamrim, and we'll continue with Hilchos Avel next time.